Title: Buyer Beware, 10th Circuit Issues Decision Emphasizing Critical Need for Employment Diligence. Content: A recent decision from the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals highlights some of the pitfalls of entering into commercial transactions without conducting thorough employment diligence, even in the asset purchase context. In 2009, buyer Rourke Whitten purchased a hotel. Following the transaction, several employees of the hotel alleged management had discriminated against them. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, filed a complaint against Rourke Whitten, alleging Title VII violations. During the pendency of the EEOC's complaint, Rourke Whitten sold the hotel to another entity, Jai Hunneman, LLC, which subsequently sold the hotel to another entity, SGI, LLC. For each transaction, the EEOC amended its complaint to name the new owner. Jai Hunneman and SGI moved to dismiss the complaint, arguing they were not liable for any discriminatory conduct as successors. The district court agreed and dismissed the complaint as against them. On appeal, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals reversed, holding SGI could be liable as a successor for liability stemming from the discrimination claims. The EEOC argued the Jai Hunneman SGI purchase agreement contained language providing that SGI had 30 days to investigate the hotel's liabilities. The 10th Circuit agreed, reasoning because the purchase agreement afforded a due diligence period, SGI should have conducted reasonable and adequate investigation during its diligence. The 10th Circuit reasoned that such diligence would have uncovered the lawsuit and its accompanying liabilities. Thus, SGI had constructive notice of the lawsuit and is a successor concerning these liabilities. The 10th Circuit's ruling is a cautionary tale to buyers. Employment law successor liability is a risk in asset transactions even when purchase agreements contain protective language. While retained liabilities and indemnification language may allow a buyer to recover successor liability damages from a seller, such language does not necessarily insulate a buyer from liability prescribed by law. There are several laws that impose successor liability regardless of the purchase agreement language or whatever ancillary agreements may exist. And any indemnities are sometimes of no use in the event the seller no longer operates and/or there is no money in escrow to cover such damages. The 10th Circuit's decision emphasizes the need for buyers, regardless of whether the transaction is an asset or a stock deal, to thoroughly diligence potential employment liabilities. Categories: EEOC enforcement updates, labor and employment. As seen in Labor and Employment Law Blog.